Hello everyone and welcome to my review of Elf the Musical. The Broadway show based on the much-loved 2003 film starring Will Ferrell arrives in the West End for Christmas following a run in Plymouth last year. But any seasonal joy has been somewhat overshadowed by publicity about the high prices being charged for tickets, the most expensive being in excess of £200. But bad publicity aside, and we must point out that reasonably priced seats are available as well as the premium seats that the newspapers have focused on, does the show provide value for money? Anyone who has seen the film will find everything here pleasantly familiar because Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin's adaptation pretty much follows the script of the movie, certainly in the first act. For those who don't know, however, this is the story of Buddy, played here by Ben Forster, an adult who has been raised by elves in Santa's Grotto at the North Pole. When Buddy discovers he is in fact human, he sets off to New York to find his real father. But Dad is hard-nosed and stressed-out publishing executive Walter Hobbs, played by a rather unconvincing Joe McCann. Hobbs has little time for either the sentimentality of the season or a surprised son who thinks he's an elf. All around him, Buddy seems to encounter a cynicism about Christmas that's at odds with his own sweetly naive outlook. And that includes emotionally damaged department store worker Jovi, played by Kimberly Walsh, with whom Buddy strikes up a friendship. Ben Forster is totally winning as Buddy and pretty much carries the whole show, with his infectious enthusiasm. And while Kimberly Walsh enhances her musical theatre credentials with a nice turn as Jovi, I did actually feel she was rather underused and I would like to have seen more of her. Matthew Sklar and Chad Begley's score has a couple of catchy songs, but most are functional rather than memorable. And the show only really comes to life in the ensemble pieces. With the Dominion being such a large theatre, the smaller scenes lack the energy to fill the space, and as a consequence, the whole thing felt a little uneven. In the end, there are a few surprises about how things turn out in what is a simple, predictable and undemanding true meaning of Christmas tale that it's difficult to be too bar humbug about. It'll appeal to family audiences, there are enough knowing references in there for Mum and Dad, and the knockabout humour and a delightful sleigh ride scene will appeal to kids of all ages. Elf is far from perfect, good fun in parts rather than magical. It's just a shame about those ticket prices and the cost of the merchandising when you get there. It continues at the Dominion Theatre until the 2nd of January. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.